National Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee announces a hilarious comedy by Gene Clark entitled Till Crime Do Us Part, starring Jim Amici. And now, before the curtain rises, here's a greeting and a word of introduction from our star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's play is about two brothers, and the brothers are Siamese twins. There's a carnival in progress on the outskirts of a town. A curious crowd surrounds a platform to look at Chick and Lefty Murphy, Siamese twins to the public and double trouble to the law.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. See them, the curiosity of the age, ladies and gentlemen. America's own adult Siamese twins. Chick and Lefty Murphy. Lefty, of course, is the one on the left. The famous Murphy twins joined together at birth, never out of each other's sight in their lives. Step right in, ladies and gentlemen. The boys are having lunch. As you will see with your own eyes, Chick is eating watermelon and Lefty is spitting out the seed. Sister, ladies and gentlemen, see them. They're living. They're breathing. Ticket, 25 cents before part of the dollar.
I tell you, Lefty, I'm getting sick of making a show of myself, having people stare at me. Look at us, sitting up here like a couple of dopes between Sterno the Fire Eater and Bobo the Dog-Faced Boy.
Oh, quit your squawking, Chick. How can you make a living any easier than this? Warming a chair and letting suckers gawk at you.
What's the matter with these people? You'd think they'd never seen Siamese twins before.
They haven't.
Well, you and I are as normal as they are. We just happen to be fastened together, that's all.
You think that ain't different? Look at it this way, Chick. We're lucky. We got connections.
Don't be funny. We're going to quit this business. You want to work in a sideshow all your life? What are you, a freak?
Certainly not. Do I look like one?
Well, that's beside the point. And furthermore, Lefty, I'm going to get you someplace where there aren't any crowds, where we don't have to mix with them as part of our act so they can see this Siamese twins routine is on the level.
Why? What's the matter with being in crowds?
I'm tired of trying to keep your hands out of other people's pockets.
Oh, that.
What makes you do those things?
I don't know. It's an urge.
I don't know. You're weak, Lefty.
Yeah. Ain't it disgusting?
Ah, never mind. You're hopeless. The only thing for us both is to get out of here, and we're going to tell the old man we're quitting.
Both of us?
Well, naturally, both of us.
Well, you want to quit, you go ahead. I like it here. I'm staying.
You're very amusing.
Oh, Chick, why don't you quit kidding yourself? You've been talking about getting out of this racket for years, but what else could we do?
Live like ordinary people.
Oh, sure. Nobody'd even give a second look at two guys growing to each other. We could tell them we're tree surgeons and accidentally grafted ourselves, huh?
Well, there must be something we could do for a living besides be on exhibition.
Hey, didn't you always want to be a violinist?
Sure. And I'd be a violinist today if you'd let me practice. But no, you had to play with your bean shooter, wiggle all the time. You kept making me bow on the wrong string.
Chick, maybe it ain't too late for us to be a violinist.
For us to be a violinist?
Sure. I'll take lessons with you. You do the fingering and I'll bow.
No, it won't work.
Why not?
You're on the wrong side.
Oh. Well, it's like I told you, Chick, there's nothing for us to do but stick with the carnival. Let's hit the sack after the next show. You can sleep this off.
That reminds me. Tonight, I'm not sitting through another party like you had last night with the carnival musicians.
What's the matter with that? I feel great today.
Sure, you feel great. That's the way it happens every time. You have the party, and I get the hangover.
Lefty, wake up.
Huh?
Lefty, wake up. Listen to me.
What gives? Who is it?
Shh. It's Bobo.
Oh, the dog-faced boy.
Yeah. Woof, woof.
Well, Bobo, we ate out. We ain't got no bones tonight.
Boy, no, I don't want a bone. I had one. Delicious, too.
Well, go back to your doghouse then and let me sleep, will you?
Shh. Be quiet, or you'll wake your brother. It's the cops, Lefty. They're after you.
After me?
Yeah. Somebody saw you snatch a wallet from a guy tonight.
I didn't do it. Besides, there was only $1.80 in it.
I heard the guy phone the cops, Lefty. They're on their way here now.
Uh-oh, Chick ain't gonna like this.
Hey, you hear that siren?
Yeah.
That's the cops coming for you now, Lefty. You better scram.
Yeah, okay. You beat it, and I'll see if I can get my my soul made up. And thanks, Bobo. I'll send you a new collar.
Oh, gee, thanks, Lefty. Woof, woof.
What does that mean?
Good luck. Woof, woof.
Oh. Woof. Thanks.
Hey, Chick. Chick. Come out of it. Wake up, will you, Chick?
Quit talking in your sleep, will you, Lefty? You're bothering me.
Listen, don't go back to sleep, Chick. You gotta get up. The joint's on fire.
The what? Fire?
Yeah. Can't you hear the siren? Throw a coat on and grab up an armful of stuff. There ain't time for nothing else.
Well, okay. Why didn't you say so? What's burning, do you know? Maybe we can help.
No. They told everybody to get out. They didn't want nobody in the way. Hey, come on.
Well, I'm coming, but I'm not even awake yet.
Good. Just follow me.
How could I help it?
There, we got enough stuff now. Here we go.
Well, aren't we even going to see where the fire is?
No. Come on, between these buildings here. Come on, faster. Things are getting hot.
Well, I don't feel anything. Where are we going?
Into town and get a hotel room till things cool off.
Into town? All we've got on is our overcoats over our pajamas.
Oh, don't worry about that. They'll think we're from Hollywood.
Lefty, we aren't supposed to run out when there's a fire.
They changed the rules, Chick. I forgot to tell you. Things is different now. Oh, believe me, Chick, if we'd have stayed there, they'd have put us in jail. Chick, our own hotel room. Oh, brother, this is living.
Well, I told you there was something in the world besides that sideshow.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still worried about that fire.
Forget it. Just like it never happened.
I can't forget it. Lefty, we're going back and see what it was.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I told you, some guy come to me and told us to get out of there fast.
Well, that doesn't sound right to me.
Well, don't think about it. Look, you always wanted to get away from the carnival, didn't you, Chick? Well, we're away, ain't we? I say, let's stay away.
Well, you can't just walk out like this. And how come you're so anxious all of a sudden to quit the show?
Well, it's just for you, Chick.
Huh?
I love you like a brother. In fact, you are a brother. Hey, ain't that a beautiful thought?
Yeah. It's too beautiful. There's something wrong with it.
Why something wrong? You want to be a freak all your life?
Unquote.
I just decided you was right. That's all the carnival ain't for us.
Well, all right, Lefty. Since you're finally willing, we'll find another job.
Good. Now we can finish our sleep and look at the want ads tomorrow.
Nope. Now we go back and find out about that fire, and later on in the morning we give our notice.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm going to find out why they wanted us out of there. You know, Lefty, that could be deliberate arson. They didn't want anybody to know about it.
Oh, you and your ideas.
Besides, we're going to give proper notice and leave the carnival with a clean slate.
A clean slate, he says. I ain't going.
Now, either we keep ourselves in the clear, or we don't leave the show at all.
All right. All right, be difficult. Anyway, I guess they're gone by this time.
You guess who's gone by this time?
The firemen. They upset me, that's all, Chick. They're shooting water around, climbing ladders.
All right, well, come on, get your clothes on.
Hey, Chick, when we leave here, let's go down the back stairs, huh? We can go through the alley.
Now, what's that for?
Just so people don't see we're Siamese twins. I'm sensitive.
All right, down the back stairs. But when you're sensitive, something must be screwy. And I'm going to find out what it is.
Stay here in the alley where it's dark.
Oh, don't act like that. People have been looking at us for years. They've never bothered you before.
All depends on who the people are.
Morning, Harold. Get your Morning Herald here.
There's nobody in sight but that news kid chick. Let's make a dash for a cab, huh?
Now, relax. There's plenty of time.
Read all about it. Siamese twins sought in carnival theft.
Chick, come on. Maybe there's a cab at the corner, huh?
Just a minute. He said something about a carnival theft.
Carnival theft? He did? Well, I guess somebody stole the carnival. Come on.
That isn't all he said. He mentioned Siamese twins.
Oh, Chick, there must be two other Siamese twins. Let's go.
Hey, boy, let's have a paper.
Look, we ain't got time to be reading no newspaper, Chick.
Here you are, mister.
All right.
Thanks. Morning, Harold. Read all about it.
Chick, I'll tell you what. Let's look at the want ads and see if we can find a job, huh?
Not so fast, Lefty. Let me read this. Now, Silas Tassel, a corn farmer, tonight reported to local police that his wallet, which was sewed to his underwear, was removed by a pickpocket while Tassel was attending a carnival. The complainant declares he has a witness who allegedly saw Lefty Murphy, one of the Siamese twins appearing with the show, pocket the wallet after slitting the threads with a small knife.
That's a lie. It was a razor blade.
So, this is why you hustled us out of that carnival like we were shot out of a gun. Fire my eye. Those were police.
Okay, so kill me.
Lefty, you're a kleptomaniac.
I'm as sane as you are. I just steal stuff, that's all.
Mm-hmm. And now you're really in trouble. You'll have to give yourself up, Lefty.
Yeah? So I go to jail. Guess what happens to you? Yeah.
Why don't you give me a little thought before you do these things?
I was thinking of you when I heisted the Rube's wallet, Chick. Honest, I was going to buy you a violin. But there wasn't enough in the wallet to make a down payment on a kazoo.
Well, the amount isn't important. You broke the law again.
I did it for you, old pal, just you. You wouldn't send your own brother to jail, would you?
When I have to go with him?
Yes.
No.
Good. Then we gotta keep him from finding us.
Oh, now I'm a fugitive.
What else? It's the only way we can keep an innocent man from going to jail. Meaning you.
We wouldn't have a chance. The minute we set foot out the door, they'd recognize us.
Not the way I figure it.
How do you figure it?
Like this. They know what we look like, no?
They know what we look like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tell me we have to put on a disguise. It wouldn't work. Two guys just don't ordinarily look as chummy as we do. Well, they'd spot us in no time.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Go on.
So we won't be two guys at all.
Come again?
It's simple, Chick. We sent out for a dress and stuff, and presto, you're my wife.
I'm your... Oh, quit kidding, will you? We've got to get out of this jam.
Listen, Chick, this is it. Or would you rather be recognized than get pinched for something you didn't do?
Oh, you give me some of the darndest choices I ever heard of.
Okay, then. Now let's get back to the room and order the stuff and have it delivered. And you know, Chick, if we're married, you don't have to testify against me.
Cut it out, will you?
We gotta work fast now. That hotel clerk seen us come in last night. As soon as he gets a load of the morning paper, we're dead.
Why should you ever happen to me? That's what I'd like to know.
I won't get you into no more trouble, Chick. Honest. Just do this for me, huh? Please?
All right, all right. But the next time you get us in a jam, you and I are through.
How are you gonna work that out?
Well, never mind.
Hey, Chick.
Huh? What?
Just one thing I gotta ask you.
All right, ask me.
You won't get sore.
No, I won't get sore. Go on and ask me what you want to ask me.
Chick? What size dress do you wear? Hey. That's a very tempting get-up, Chick. It looks very good on you.
Well, I don't think we had to go this far with the idea.
Quit worrying. You're going to have a dress on over it, ain't you?
Well, I'd better have. And what about my hair? Didn't you order a wig for me?
Nah, just keep your hat on.
You know, sometimes I wonder if this is better than going to jail.
Here, put on some of this war paint and we can get out of here.
War paint is right. I'm fighting mad already. But I go through to keep you out of the clink.
To keep who out of the clink?
All right, me too.
Yeah, now let me look at you. Oh. Chick, you're quite a girl.
Never mind the wisecracks. Just tell me if you think I'll pass as a woman.
You are a veritable stack of glamour.
Uh-huh. I'll bet.
No kidding. Nobody looking at us now is going to recognize us as the Morphe twins of the Siamese variety. We're just a happy, loving husband and wife.
Who's happy? And the next time, you're the wife.
You ready? Let's go.
But the back way.
Okay.
And Lefty, huh? Since you insist on being the man of the house, you can pack the baggage.
More coffee, sir?
Yeah, thanks.
For you, madam?
Yes, please.
Huh? Right away.
Hey, let me see some of that paper, will you?
Ah, it's no use, Lefty. We couldn't take any of these jobs.
Well, there's got to be one.
All right, you find one.
What's the matter? Don't you want to lead a normal life?
Sure. But I was thinking of doing it as a man.
Hmm. Well, we got to keep this husband and wife disguised till the heat's off, ain't we?
Well, so what can we do for a job?
Hey, what's the matter with you? There's one right here in front of your eyes.
What? Where?
This. Here. Let me read it to you. Wanted. Married couple with muscles. Have we got muscles or ain't we?
Yeah, go on.
Characters important. Ain't we characters?
You said it.
Well, that's important. Room and meals furnished. Now, if that ain't a fair proposition.
What are we supposed to do?
I don't say. Yeah, but we're going to find out. It's right near here. 200 Main Street.
I wonder why they want a man and a woman with muscles.
Who knows? Well, we'll find out. On your feet, Dreamboat. We're going to get this job.
You have to walk so fast, I'm going to go right on my face in these high heels.
Ah, here's the joint, chick. Number 200. Hey, get a load of this teepee.
Ooh, what is it, the library?
Maybe we're supposed to sort books or something. Yeah, that takes muscles, don't it?
Yeah, I can see us now. Down on our hands and knees, scrubbing these marble steps.
So it's a living, ain't it? As soon as we get enough dough, we get out of town. Come on, in we go.
I don't like the looks of this place. I still want to know what it is.
We'll find out. Hey. Who's the guy in the cage?
Oh, that's an information booth.
Okay, so we get information. Come on. I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes?
We are inquiring about this here ad for a twosome with muscles.
Oh, yes. One moment, please. Hooligan.
Who's the hooligan?
Captain Daniel.
Oh.
There's a couple here about that ad.
Lefty, it's a policeman.
Let's get out of here.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Well... goodbye. Nice to have met you.
Well, goodbye. Come back. Wait a minute here. I haven't met you yet. I'm Officer Hooligan. And you know, you two look like you might do right well on this here job now. Now, if you'll just follow me right into this office.
We're just looking. Thanks. Well, now, I guess we'll be going. Come on, darling.
Yes, let's get going. Right in this way.
Chick.
Chick? Now, that's a cute name for your wife. Well, you and my morning are keeping so close together. I take.
Yeah. We're both pretty new at this.
Never even been separated from each other for a day.
Not even for a minute.
Well, here we are, right in here. Now, if you'll just take a couple of chairs. Oh, that's nice, sitting real close together. Well, now, here's the application form. Your last name, please?
Murphy. Mullins.
Mullins, is it? Oh, now there's a name. What kind of Mullins?
George.
George Mullins. Mm-hmm. And what's your first name, my woman?
Chick. It's short for Gertrude.
George and Gertrude Mullins. My, a fine Irish couple.
Mr. Hooligan, I wonder if you'd tell us what these jobs are.
Certainly, my woman. You see, here at the police headquarters, we've just one spare sleeping room, and that's why we're looking for a married couple. Your husband here would be the jailer.
Jailer?
Yes. And you, my darling, would be the police matron.
Me? I mean, me?
Of course. Now, of course, there's a little examination you have to pass. Now, here's a sheet of paper with some questions on it. I'll sit right here while you write out your answers. And I'll give you a little hint on the first question, just to get you started. The President of the United States is Harry S. Truman. Oh, this is breaking my heart.
What's the matter?
Why, my board in here passed for examination.
Good.
And you flunked.
Oh.
The Postmaster General is not Margaret O'Brien.
May I whisper to my wife a minute?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, go ahead.
Chick, I did it on purpose so we can get out of here, see? Well, thanks for everything, officer. I guess me and my wife will be going. Come on, Gertrude.
Yes, dear. Goodbye, officer.
Well, wait, just a minute now. The chief would like to meet Mrs. Mullins.
Would like to... No, I just remembered something we gotta do in Seattle.
I was speaking to Mrs. Mullins.
The chief wants to see me?
That he does. He wants to talk to you about taking the job and living at home, since your husband, who is a little dumb, would be working here.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that, huh?
Oh, I couldn't be separated from my husband.
Mm. You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding.
Well, you can tell him no yourself if you like. But the orders is to take you in to talk to him. So, I got to take you.
Now what happens?
You wait here, that's what happens.
Maybe I ought to see her to the door, huh?
I'll take her to the door.
Oh, well, no. Mr. Hooligan, I can't let her go.
Take your hands off of your wife, will you?
She's my wife, ain't she?
Just a minute, Mr. Mullins. Are you disputing with an officer of the law? Sit down. No, you stand up, Mrs. Mullins. Oh. No, not you, Mr. Mullins. What is going on? Wait a minute. You two are connected.
So, all right. Gertrude and I are very much attached to each other.
Aha, Siamese twins. Would you be removing your hat, Mrs. Mullins? I thought so. A man. The Murphy twins.
Oh, what a great idea this was.
How did I know it was police headquarters?
And now that I look at you closer, you might tell your wife to shave oftener. To think I almost hired the wife, or I mean the brother of a dirty crook. You're under arrest.
What's the charge?
Theft.
And who's charged with it?
One Lefty Murphy of the Murphy twins. And I don't mind telling you, it is a sad day when a hooligan has to be running into Murphy, let alone two of them.
But, you aren't running in two of them.
Oh, I'm not, eh?
You haven't any charges against me, so you can't arrest me.
If he goes, you go.
Uh-uh. You know the law, don't you, Mr. Hooligan? If you do this, I can sue you for false arrest.
That... What are you trying to do? Confuse me?
No, I just know my rights, that's all. Think about it. Do you want to be sued? Lose your home, all your savings? Don't you even care what happens to your family, your wife, and all the little hooligans?
Well, all right. I ain't going to arrest you.
Good.
I ain't laying a hand on you.
Fine.
I ain't locking you up.
Thanks.
But I'm doing all them things to your brother Lefty, and if you insist on coming along, that's your own business.
Why am I in court? They're trying you, not me.
You're here because we didn't find it convenient to leave you no place else. That's why.
Well, it's unconstitutional. I didn't do anything.
Then why don't you let my mouthpiece defend you, too?
How can he defend me when I'm not charged with anything?
First, I'd like to call my client to the stand. The defendant, Lefty Murphy. Lefty Murphy to the stand.
That's me.
I know it, you. Go right ahead.
What do you mean, go right ahead? You got to come with me.
Nobody called me.
Lefty Murphy to the stand.
Come on, are you nuts? They'll get us for contempt of court, and then you will have a rap against you.
Oh, all right.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Will you repeat that question, please?
Just tell him I do.
My brother says he does.
No, you do.
Oh, I do. If you ask the right question.
Be seated. Your name, please.
You're my attorney.
Yes?
Then don't you know me?
Please answer the question.
Move over, will you, chick? I'm sliding off the chair.
Your Honor, this is highly irregular. There's someone on the witness stand who hasn't been sworn in. Me.
But I've sworn in the defendant, Your Honor, Lefty Murphy.
Then am I up here at this time to testify or not?
You are not.
Then what am I doing in the witness chair?
You're there because I'm questioning your brother.
Now, doesn't that sound a little silly to you?
Well, yes. No!
One moment, Constance. Mr. Chick Murphy, are you represented by counsel in this case?
No, Your Honor, I'm not in this case. And if it please the court, since I'm not on trial and haven't been called as a witness, I wish to be allowed to return to my seat.
Request granted.
But, Your Honor!
Come on, Lefty.
Now, wait a minute. You can't go, Lefty. You're the defendant.
The court says I can go, so Lefty has to go.
I have a right to question my client, Your Honor. He'll have to remain.
Don't shout at me!
Let
me think.
Well, how would it be if I swore in Chick, too? Then he can remain on the stand.
Excellent, Consular.
Bailiff, you swear to tell the truth and all that stuff?
I do.
I object. To what, prosecutor?
To this procedure.
I demand that the defense call its witnesses one at a time. Now that Chick Murphy has been sworn in, the defendant Lefty will have to leave the stand.
But it's Lefty I wish to question.
And why did you swear in his brother? Gentlemen, gentlemen, I can't stand it. This is what I try to get away from at home.
But in your honor, I demand that whichever one the defense is not going to question be made to leave the stand.
How can one of them leave the stand without the other?
That's your problem.
If you please, my sir.
I don't care which one stays, but the other one has to go.
Well, I've been given permission to leave, so I'm leaving.
Lefty, you stay in that chair.
In, out, up, down. Why don't somebody make up his mind?
I charge the defense with dramatics intended to influence the jury.
You started this, prosecutor. Now, all I ask is to enter the testimony of my client, Lefty Murphy. And that's my right.
Then I ask the court to order Chick out of the witness chair and leave the defendant in it.
Hey, get up!
Why, Your Honor.
Quiet!
Gentlemen, listen to me. I don't care who sits in the witness chair.
But it can be Lefty Murphy or Chick Murphy or Mahatma Gandhi. You can all take turns sitting. The entire courtroom can file by the witness chair and try sitting in it one by one or all together. Quiet in the court, and if Lefty Murphy is convicted,
trouble has only started. If he's put in jail, his brother is put in with it. We're jailing an innocent man. If he's taken out, Lefty comes out. The public is on our necks for turning a criminal loose on him. We put him back, his brother sues us for false imprisonment. Then we'll all be in jail.
Oh, yeah. I'm through, I tell you. Siamese twins. After this, I'll thank the police department to bring in prisoners who are entirely separate. I want to see air between them. And now, I'm going out for a stiff celery phosphate. Great! Take the Smith!
Oh, Lefty, congratulations. You're a free man.
Yeah, ain't it great, Chick? Boy, oh, boy, think what you can do now.
What do you mean?
Well, I ain't got no charges against me. Me, your brother, I got a clean record. So you got a clean record.
Well, so what?
So what? Now you can take that job as police matron.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Amici again. We hope you enjoyed our play. Next week on Grand Marquis, we'll be bringing you an exciting story about the circus. All her life, Constancia had known only the thrill of balancing on her brother's shoulders, high above the crowd on a thin steel wire. But then she met Greg Harris, and for the first time, she knew the excitement of love. I hope you'll all be listening next week when Grand Marquis presents Felicia Gazica's fine drama, The Magic Wire. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.